right, we're getting ready to go back to school. And I know, you know, there are little things, tasks, you know, that people need to take care of. What's out there in the tech world that can help us go back to school equipped?
Yeah, it's a big time. I actually have my oldest going to college this year, so I had to put some thought into this myself. But there's so much in the tech world that can help people with their college and school days that I wanted to list a couple of things. The first one, I think, is if we don't talk about anything else, every high school kid, every college person, every adult who is taking a class needs to download Evernote. Now, what Evernote is basically your online memory. You can do an audio note. You can do a picture note. You can do a text note. And the beauty is that it syncs online, and you can have Evernote on your iPhone. You can have Evernote on your computer. And once you put a note there, it syncs to all of the other places where you have Evernote installed. So it's great for kind of keeping track of things, taking a picture of the board when you're leaving class, doing an audio recording of your class with your iPhone. But it's phenomenal in terms of note-taking and keeping track of things.
I use Evernote, and I use it a lot for articles, capturing articles that I don't have time to read. Something comes up on Twitter or Facebook, and I'm just trying to make a note to read it at a later date. I had never thought about using it even for audio, so that's a great tip. What else we got out there?
Yeah, so if you don't like taking your computer to class, there's something called the Echo Pen by LiveScribe. And what that does is it has special paper and different types of notebooks, from notebooks to journals, etc. And the pen is a little computer, so you press record and it records everything you write onto the page, as well as the audio in the room. So it records your lecture, records your notes, allows you to go back into the notebook, press on the word, and it jumps to that point of the audio conversation. And the Echo Pen can coordinate with Evernote. So you, if you don't even want to take your computer to class, you can take that pen, record it, store it in Evernote forever. So that's fantastic. The other thing I would say to people is a service called Dropbox, which is basically online file storage, which works like Evernote. You install it on your iPhone, your computer, you upload the document today, you can access it anywhere else. But imagine you're 2 weeks away from finals and someone spills coffee on your computer where your final, all your papers are on it. That don't have to happen anymore with Dropbox.
Wow. So let me back up. Echo Pen is actually a tool. It's like a phone or an iPad. It's an actual something else.
Yeah, it's an actual physical pen. What it has is at the bottom there's a little camera, and on the paper that it sells, there's special dots on the paper that the camera can read. So it captures what you're writing, captures the audio, creates a short video of that you can look at any time and hear the audio. But even if you're not at your computer, you can go back into that notebook and click on play and click on the word, and it jumps to that point of the conversation, which is huge. And I just think, you know, when people are going back to school, there's so many things there now. You know, Wikipedia for research, and there's a Wikipanion app you can download. You know, if you're looking for textbooks, there's a site called Chegg that lets you rent and find textbooks. You can scan the barcode and see if they have that book that's in the store for $200 for rental for, say, $20. There's ways of basically using technology to make your life easier. I mean, on the communication side, I tell every student to download Google Voice. That gives you a separate phone number that you can give out when you go to college, and allows you to do call screening, etc. Allows you to block people if you don't want to hear from those people anymore. If you want to talk to your family, download Skype, or do use Google Hangouts. You can do up to 10 people now in a Google Hangout. So you can do an online study session. You can do a phone call at home through the internet. Google Apps gives you all the word processing tools of Word for free, and you can collaborate online. So if you're doing a paper with someone else in another dorm, there's just so much technology out there that makes college and school that much easier.
Technology is absolutely amazing, and I know we just gave a whole lot of information. Well, guess what? You can use technology to hear the recap. It'll be up at praisecharlotte.com in a few minutes, so you can make sure you get those web addresses, those product names, and all the information you need to go back to school equipped and ready. It's Tech Thursdays with Navarro Wright right here on Praise 100.9. Thanks, Navarro.
Hey, speak to you soon.